Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. Amen. And he says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And did you know that there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit? So anyone who knows Jesus who's listening to this, I'm also a believer in Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am there in the midst of them. Amen. Lord, we welcome you and we give you this time and we're so honored to serve you. I want to pray, lift up Israel to you. There's a lot going on there and there's violence, and so we just ask you to be with those who are suffering, to bring your peace there. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Also, within the last 2 weeks, there was another different tragedy at a religious event where numerous people passed away. We also were injured. So we ask you also to be with those who were affected by that. And we pray in all of this, send out laborers, Lord, to Israel, to the Middle East, to bring the gospel and the glorious news of Jesus Christ. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. This week I'm focusing on God's nature and character and his personality, and that the conclusion I've come to is he flows out in unceasing love all the time. And anyone who receives him and knows him and is in the book of life will experience that forever in glory. Amen. They will actually fellowship with God, with the presence and glory. They will be in his presence and glory and fellowship with him. And they will be around with the saints and other believers for eternity. Man was born to fellowship with God. My goal in these messages is to get that message through early in the message, and that man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit. And he's actually everywhere on the earth. Amen. In fact, it's a wonderful promise that I mentioned earlier. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Another way that we can look at that is his presence and glory is actually everywhere on the earth. So what's the difference in those? Well, that's a whole different subject, but there are, you might say, levels of his presence and glory. That's another teaching, another subject, but I'll just touch on it. There's also his power. So there's his presence and glory, which we can experience, and then there's the power of God, which is actually another level. That's a glorious revelation. But one overall truth in this is that God, again, flowing out in unceasing love, he is doing everything he can to bless people, human beings, everything he can do, both believers and unbelievers. And this is a glorious revelation. Let me give the overview, the headlines. The chief end of man is to know him. And the deepest reality is fellowship with him. And it's just what man was born to do. It's really simple. Every step with Jesus Christ, everything with him in our most holy faith, simple, easy, common sense, normal, natural, simple. Reinhard Bonnke once said in one of his messages, he said, whether you think so or not, it's simple. Amen. Another great man of God said, The highest spiritual attainments are easy to achieve. How can that be? Well, as we get to know Him, His power and strength and presence is the one who does all these wonderful things. So the less of us there is when we lose our old nature, man, it becomes easier and easier and easier. Amen. The presence and glory of God, the presence of Jesus, so wonderful. He's the most, so beautiful, merciful, loving, gracious, good, goodness, abounding in goodness. Yesterday's message, the overall point, I'll try to just sum it up. God is good, and many, many, so many other incredible qualities. It's up to a human whether or not they receive Him and all that He is. So, Lord, give us the capacity to receive You today. I pray for those listening and believe with them that they will receive their daily bread, their daily portion of Jesus Christ today. Amen. Give us the capacity, Lord, to receive more and more every day. Therein is another mystery of the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus told His disciples, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them. They couldn't handle them at that time. Too wonderful, too glorious. Same thing with us. He has many things that He wants to reveal to us, give to us. And so when we go deeper and know Him, we can enlarge our capacity in our spirit person to receive these wonderful things. And Jesus spoke about that in the Lord's Prayer, which is really a revelation of prayer. Give us today our daily bread. What does that mean? Our daily portion of the Lord Jesus Christ that God has appointed for us. If we can seek Him with our whole heart, we can receive that. Amen. These are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven that Jesus revealed. I'm just, you know, touching on some of them. Today, with this theme of God flowing out in unceasing love, I want to focus on Luke 4. In Luke 4, 18 and 19, when Jesus spoke about the famous passage when He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And the results of this are so incredible, revealing God's nature, His character, His attributes, His personality. And it just totally reveals that He's flowing out in unceasing love, especially to those in great need. And this will be in the notes, so it's all right there. I just want to touch on some things. I keep using that phrase, but the key, as always, is the presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, who will reveal these wonderful things to us. I want to back up, though, take a short time out and go back to the answer, the most important thing, the greatest thing. One person who meets and knows Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit and His presence, His glory, and they have that relationship, it's priceless. It's, they have something that's what humans were created to do. It's what they were created and born to do. And that's the answer that solves everything. A great man of God says the anointing solves everything. Why? Because they will know the only true God and His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Lord God Almighty. they will know the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord God Almighty, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. The most wonderful, beautiful, exciting, glorious, powerful, so awesome person and being. They have everything that they were created to do. And they actually don't need a Bible. I'll say that once and I'll say it again and again. They do not have to have the Bible, okay? In fact, as I've said in previous messages, someone can know all about the Bible, be an expert, teach about the Bible at some university, and not know the Lord, and miss out on His glory and presence. So that therein, I could stop this message. Because that's such a wonderful thing. Let's give Him first place and make Him our first love above everything else. Just this glorious opportunity every day of, oh, hallelujah. And we now experience Him in our spirit person, the real us. And He's all around us and we're flowing in His presence and glory. Amen. No matter what we've done in our past, He's merciful. He forgives if we come in humility. That's a great example of His love and His mercy and His nature. How do we know that He's like that? Well, when someone meets and knows Him like this, they'll experience it. That's the greatest thing. That's infinitely greater than reading about it, although reading about it is wonderful too. We have the Bible, which reveals what Jesus is like. Amen. This miracle of the Bible and the Gospels and all of these, but how much greater it is to experience that and to you realize when someone has that, they have something that is eternally priceless and beyond words and compare. Nothing even comes close. In fact, nothing exists outside of Him. And so that's what He offers every day. That's, you know, He offers Himself. And what a glorious opportunity that every human being has. It's truly amazing. And let me add this. Exciting, thrilling. There's no boredom. When someone knows Jesus Christ, there's no boredom. They have an eternity of things to look forward to. A friend of mine has a philosophy, have something to look forward to. I think that's a good, practical thing that can help us, right? Something, you know, and there are things in the natural to look forward to, like our favorite food, or seeing a friend, or something in nature. Maybe doing something like taking a walk or exercise. You know, it's important to have things to look forward to, and new things too, right? Well, the absolute greatest thing that's infinitely greater than everything else is the presence of Jesus in His glory, which is available all the time. And He's in our spirit person and all around us. How wonderful. I'll repeat Reinhard Bonnke's great phrase. He said, God set up this perfect plan. What an incredible, incredible plan. Even greater. So we have Jesus within us and all around us all the time. I'll say this with reverence, but that's even greater than having Jesus Christ next to us. That would be incredible, right? We would fall down on our face and worship Him. And even if an angel was next to us, you know, as I've said before, 1,000 angels all around us would be incredible. Well, God's given us a better plan, the perfect plan. Jesus the Christ within us, all around us. Amen. So we can, and we don't have, it's, we can rest in Him, and in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Okay. This passage is wonderful. There are, I'm not an expert on it, but I, in these great passages and Jesus' words, I like summarizing them and listing some of the main points. And I'll put that at the in the notes. There's seven in this list. There's actually eight overall truths. This is Luke 4, 18 and 19. And remember, Jesus Christ became what we are so we can become what He is. Now we can experience the Holy Spirit the way He did, which is just incredible. We believe it though, Lord, and we receive it. And it's good. I remember a woman of God in a teaching said, it's great to say the words that Jesus said here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. Amen. She's a prayer warrior and was teaching about this very passage. And so Jesus read this in the synagogue. It's from the Isaiah. And the first line, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. This is actually, so we get filled with the Holy Spirit, but this is the Spirit coming upon us. This is really, if you look into it, it's the power of God, which is hidden in His presence. That's the overall teaching. What I'm about to say is that we could spend an hour or 10 hours or 100 hours speaking about it. But a great man of God, I know I use that phrase a lot, but he has a great teachings about this. And he says if someone develops the presence of Jesus within their spirit person and gets rid of their old nature, then God will trust them with the power of God. And that's the Holy Spirit coming upon them. The presence of God, he says, we have all the time. Never leaves us. All the time, 24 hours a day. The power of God is so powerful and strong, we really can't handle it. So it only comes upon us for service, for a reason and a season. Again, to bless and help other people, to flow out in unceasing love. That's what God does. Jesus saves, heals, delivers. Jesus loves, saves, heals, delivers, redeems, baptizes, speaks, leads, guides, helps, on and on and on. He sets free. He anoints. Amen. And He's the fullness of the Godhead. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the revelation of God. He is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I know I just said a lot there, but it's so wonderful that if anyone in the world wants to know what is God like, just look right at Jesus Christ. What's the Holy Spirit like? Same thing. Look, He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Father. This list, I'm listing seven things because after the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, it says, because He has anointed me. So that's the anointing. Number two, good news of salvation for the poor, humble, and afflicted. Amen. The good news of salvation. So what's the first result after the anointing? Jesus said to preach the gospel to the poor. So to proclaim the gospel, the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ for the poor, humble, and afflicted. You notice that that's people in need. Those are the ones usually who receive it. The gospel is for everyone, but tragically many do not receive it. Then he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. How wonderful is that? What's the next result after salvation? Healing, and also not more than just healing, but for the brokenhearted also. So with God, we see that Jesus healed people physically, right? In many different ways. Physically, people who had physical infirmities and diseases, He raised the dead. That's healing for sure. And this says for the brokenhearted. So those who are sad, depressed, down, broken people, you know, depressed, hurting emotionally, Jesus heals that. How wonderful this is. This is God Almighty. To think that much of the world has a certain view of God, and it's, of course, incorrect. You know, we think he's the stern, you know, remember the parable of the talents. The man said, I knew you to be a, this is a paraphrase, but he was fault-finding of God. You know, we should not do that. How do we know that God is what he's like? Is, of course, look at Jesus and look at this wonderful passage and all the things that Jesus did and in his ministry and his teachings. It's just so glorious. Amen. To heal the brokenhearted. That's the hardest healing of all, right? I mean, physical healing, those are miracles. Amen. Brokenhearted is a little more intangible. All I want to say about that is Jesus gives joy, happiness, joy, peace, all these wonderful things that no one else can give. Amen. To proclaim liberty to the captives. It goes on and on. Recovery of sight to the blind. And this would be, yes, Jesus healed, gave sight to the people who were literally physically blind and could not see. But this also, those, he spoke about this, those who are, don't know Jesus Christ or are spiritually blind, right? Well, he can heal that. And he can open our spiritual eyes. Amen. Amen. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. So liberty is mentioned twice. Freedom. Therein, you know, that again, that's an intangible. That it's just so wonderful to realize that God Almighty, through Jesus Christ heals and delivers in every which way. You know, and then to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Well, related to this, we have created the website jesus-loves.org. I've got good news, and I want to ask you, please consider partnering with us in. You know, we need your prayers. We need your financial support. The good news is we're creating some websites and they are getting views. We're looking at the stats. And we have not promoted them, really. I've put them in the notes of a few of these podcasts. But other than that, not promoting. But they're getting, you know, already, every day, people are visiting these websites, three that we've created recently. We've created others. And of course, our ministry website, wonderreality.org, has, our goal is to get all of our books and products on there. But we need your financial support. It costs to do these things. We do things on a very, as economically as possible. And by the way, we can create a website ourselves, which is amazing. I mean, some places charge $10,000 US or more. You know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. We priced a website once and they wanted to charge us $25,000. We do them try to do them as cost effective as possible, but it still costs, it's still, you know, to do the seven platforms that we are proclaiming the gospel on, to have those seven platforms, all of them cost money. Our books, we've published more than 45 Christian books. And, you know, books, again, we want to get them on more platforms than they're on now. We have them, you know, we need to get all of them on our website. They're on Amazon, but there's many other, there's unlimited potential really of places to put these, to get our content. And we need your support. I don't ask for money much. In the years of doing this podcast, I don't think I've asked for money. I've never made a big pitch for it. And probably less than five times. Well, as you know, I don't mention money much. But on our website, it's secure. You can donate through on our website. If that doesn't work, email us. We can accept credit cards. You can see our address and mail us a check. But this is what I wanted to mention. The recent websites we've created are, in addition to jesus-loves.org, the other ones are thesacrificeofjesus.com and thenameofjesuschrist.com. And now here's something I have not mentioned. We welcome also in-kind donations. By that I mean, if you or someone that you know wants to help us in some way, help us promote our ministry, we don't necessarily want to promote, but just help us in various ways. If someone, certainly a practical way is, you know, feel free to tell people about our ministry and our platforms. If someone wants to be a part of a ministry and has a certain talent, if they can help us expand our platforms, get our books and products on other book-selling websites, things like that. There's many opportunities. Please email us at hello@wonderreality.org. So I was with a ministry before, and they also emphasized in-kind donations, which is not just money, but other things. So this really, in all the years of this podcast, this might be the first time that I have ever, you know, said these things, you know, but we want to proclaim the gospel to anyone who will listen in any way that we can. And again, the good news is we've had some really exciting developments. This week we plan to publish a book called Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. So when we do a book, we do the book, the ebook. We want to do a website also and a video all about that specific topic. The next book is The Presence of Jesus. Amen. Ah, this is also what I wanted to add. Many of the books, well, one of our primary distribution platforms is Amazon.com, which is probably the biggest book-selling website in the world. And we're surprised that there are not more books on these topics. For example, we looked up The Presence of Jesus, and there were very few books on that topic. There should be 1,000 books, 10,000 books about the presence of Jesus, about Jesus the Alpha and the Omega. You know, these are... So we are very excited about getting these... getting the gospel out in these ways. And we really want your partnership. And we, you know, I'm just kind of giving a preview of some things coming up. Another one that I mentioned recently, in the next week, a great teacher, Jeff Adams, is going to join the podcast teaching about Pentecost, which is around this time. The glorious feast of Pentecost, which was fulfilled when God, Jesus, sent the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's a wonderful, all these, so wonderful, these teachings. And just a little disclaimer, sometimes, again, we get so much into the scripture and all of that, that we sometimes miss the glory of the Lord and the Lord Himself, His presence, His glory. And I pray that you get a fresh revelation of His glory today. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Wonder in Reality. My name's Jim. And our website, wonderreality.org, and our email, hello@wonderreality.org. Thank you.